Today's daf is Sota Davav. We are on Hey Amah Beis. We are still in the first parak discussing the first Mishnah here in Maseches Sota regarding the Kinui and the Stira. And tomorrow, by the Hashem, we have the second Mishnah of the Maseches Sota. But now we are on Hey Amah Beis. We'll start with the two dots about 10 lines up from the bottom. The Mishnah had said that started getting us into the process of Sota, Kinui, Stira, how many Edim are needed for each one, and then the end of the Mishnah said that if they had Yichud during the time when he was on his way, so then the Sota waters aren't given. And the last five words of the Mishnah, the Imeis, if the husband died before he was able to be Mashke, his wife, so then Chalitza is done if they did not have children, and he has a paternal brother. Chalitza is done and not Yibam. And the question is why? So that's what we're going to talk about right now. The Imeis Chalitzes asks the Gemara, Amai, why? What's the problem? Right, they were still married. There was a suffix whether they were usa to each other or not, but they were still married. So why wouldn't he be able to do Yibum if they wanted to? Why only Chalitza? So a number of different suggestions given by the Gemara, going over to tomorrow, the next Amud. So number one, Amar of Yosef, Amar Kra, maybe it's based on a Dinda Araisa, an exclusion. V'yatzami beisa v'halcha v'haisa lish acher. That pasuk is by Gerishin, regular Gerishin in Kiseitse, but Rashi quotes the Drasha that if you look at the real context, what does the Pasuk say? Ki matza ba ervas davar. Right? If he finds something that is a raya's problem with his wife, and that leads to the Gerishin, v'halcha v'aisa l'ish acher, then she could be with another man. L'ish acher v'lo liyavam. And we darshan a different man, but a yavam is not called an acher. A yavam is a stand-in for the dead brother. And therefore, the pasuk is alluding to here this type of case. Again, Rashi explains, even though it might not be the pashtus of the psukim, we darshan. If you look at the third to last skinny line, Rashi says, Elolim ute, because there seems to be an extra phrase in the pasuk, is to exclude yavama hechadlo girshabal acher shamatza b'ervas davar. That's our case. V'achi mishtoi kray, and this is how you read the pasuk. Ki matza v'ervas davar yigarshena b'sefer krisus. If he finds a problem there, he should divorce her. If there's an arayas problem, the yatsami beso klomar ubechol tzad sheteitzi mibeso. And any way that she leaves his house, bein ayidei gershin, bein ayidei misa, whether it's after divorce or through his death, in basli nasei lish acherti nasei. If you're in this circumstance and she wants to marry someone else, she should marry someone else. Velo liyavam she'eno acher etzel nisuin shelzeh. Last line of Rashi is an important one, right? The yavam is not called an acher regarding this was nisuin. Shemikoach nisue rishon hines kekaslo. She is coming to him through the marriage of the first one, a major topic that we discussed at length in Yavamis, right? The ksuba, the Mishnah says in Yavamis, the ksuba is on nichse baila harishon, and a lot of the evidence in the Masechta is that he is a stand-in. So he's not called an acher in this regard, and therefore, that's the drasha that Rav Yosef learns, that Yavam is excluded on a Doraisa level. Tosis points out, and again, we discussed this then, in the first Dibur Mascha La'achar, that sometimes you find that a Yavam is excluded and not included in Acher, because the Yavam is like he himself, and sometimes La'acher is included in Acher, and the Yavam is not called a pure stand-in. Right? That's what the Gemara Ksubis, he quotes, that Pe'al of Darshans, from the language of the Ksuba. L'kishetinas ila acher. When you marry someone else, then tifli mashakas of lechi. And yavam kamo acher dami. And doing yibam is like included in that. So Tosfos points out, sometimes yavam is called an acher, sometimes not. So Tosfos says, de le'inyin lashen t'nai bezdin shavye ka'acher, ava ba'acher dekra ein ha'ach bichlal. Tosfos suggests that maybe there's a difference between Lashon HaTorah and Lashon B'nai Adam, Lashon Chazal. When the Torah says Acher, then the Yavam is not included, right? Ein HaAcher, Ein HaAch Bichlal. But when Bezdin says it, Shavye KaAcher, when Bezdin, and it's not Bezdin, uses that, so they consider him as if he is Acher. If you look on the Sharm HaSiyana Balacha here, he explains the pshat of Tosfos, sheish l'chalik bein lashon haTorah l'lashon chachamim. V'hacha dekoyakra, here we're talking about the pasuk, v'yatza v'haisa l'hish acher. It says acher there. V'chein b'kiddushin, also by kiddushin, by chozer me'archei ha'melchama. V'ish acher yikachena. So a yavam there is not called acher, because on a Torah level, the Torah says you have to marry this person. Yibam. And therefore, not included. Minatorin is kekas lo vasar, linase la acher. Avaloshen aksuba. The chachamim made a tzai in the ksuba, so they were only including the husband. Acher means anybody else besides the person you're married to right now. And therefore, it would be included in acher. And we find this in various contexts. In Nedarim, Holchan Acher Lashon B'nei Adam, the Torah sometimes uses different lashonos, biblical language and Talmudic language. The Gemara is mechalik, but here Tosis is mechalik as well, the difference between acher. But again, the root of the issue is that, in some sense, conceptually, in some sense, the Yavim is a standard for the brother, and in some sense, he's a new person. He's Yachim al Shem Achiv Ameis, but not exactly. So that's why he's a little bit acher, and he's a little bit not acher. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is highlighting. So that is answer, shot number one, why? Again, the case where the husband dies before he's able to give his wife the Meisota, the Chalitza is done and not Yibam. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Elamayata Chalitza Nami Lo Tiboy. If you're telling me that it's on a Daraisa level, the connection, the Zika is affected, so the whole Zika should be broken and she shouldn't have to do anything. You're telling me she can't do Yibam. She shouldn't even have to do Chalitza. Because the Zika, the requirement to do anything is broken. So, ask the Gemara, why doesn't she just go free to marry anyone, Lashuk? So Amale, he says, no, that can't be. Ilu isalabal milo bayaget, hashanamiti by chalitza. If the husband would be alive, they would still be married. He would still have to give her a get. You don't say that the marriage is totally disintegrated and disappeared. So if he would be alive, he'd have to give a get. So too, he has to do something to break. You're right, it's not a full. He's just like if he would be alive, he wouldn't be able to live with her. So that's what Yibam is parallel to. He wouldn't be able to do Yibam. But if he would still be alive, he would have to give a get, even though it's Asura Labayla. Remember we discussed back on Daf Beis, whether he would be obligated to give a get or not. But if he would want to break the marriage, everybody agrees he would have to give a get. Right? The Machlokas, Rambam, and Tosfos, and Zachem Daf Beis, that we discussed. But to break up the marriage. So here too, he would have to still do Chalitza, even though we would not require or allow him to do Yibam. Tosis does point out here, in the name of Rabbi Avraham ben Mordechai, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, that do you ever find cases where you would require a get and would not require Chalitza? They don't always go together. Tosis Yirashel Ilu tries to come up with some cases that you would have one without the other. Okay, but not for now. But that is all number one. Number one option of why, in this case, Chalitza is done in Ayibim. Number two, the Is de Amre. Others have the following. Amr of Yosef, another shot of Rav Yosef, in the name of Rav Yosef. Rachmana Amar, V'yatzami Beso, V'halcha V'haisalish Acher. What's the idea that she goes out and to marry possibly someone else? D'lo listere l'beise. Why do we make her get divorced? Because she is destroying the house. If she acted promiscuously and led to this situation of Mesota, so that's considered a stira and a destruction of the house, right? If you have a positive, halachic, spiritual house, that's called, you should be zochet to build a bayis ne'emar b'Yisrael. Livnos. So the opposite of that is to be soser, to destroy. So that's what's happening here. So we make this woman get divorced and the man to divorce his wife because she's destroying the house. And now the Torah is going to demand, yeah, go to this other house. She'll destroy this one too. If this is how she's acting, the Torah cannot force anybody to marry her. Because the whole reason for the gerushin is the destructiveness of the house. So to here, we would not, the Torah would not demand Yibim to be done. So again, the Gemara says, Amale Abaya, so why should she be able to marry anybody? Elameata la'acher lo tinase, lo tistre lebeise. Right? It should be that if a man ever divorces his wife because of Erev Hazdavar, so she should never be able to be married again. Right? Is that the logic? It can't be that the Torah allows Yibim because once she destroyed one house, she's going to destroy another house. Answers the Gemara, the Torah can't force, but everybody has Bechira Chavshas. Amale, Mikar Aminon La'alei Balkarche. Meaning, what the logic is that the Torah can't force someone to marry this woman if she already has been proven to be someone who destroyed the house. If somebody wants to do something on their own, to marry whoever they want, so that they're allowed, That's not what the Torah and the language of the Gemara is trying to push. It's just by Yibam. And part of this is also, keep in mind, Yibam is getting over a hump. There's an Isra of Eishes Ach. So when do we say the Isra of Eishes Ach is allowed? When you're doing something wonderful and amazing and halachic. But here, you're not doing something wonderful, amazing, and halachic. There's a problem here, right? The original house was already destroyed. So now, to have that possibility to try to override the Isra of Eishes Ach, the Gemara says that can't be. Again, this is all on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, we would not allow Yibam to take place in this case. Someone else wants to marry, that marriage might not be a great idea, but the Torah is not demanding it, and we allow anybody who wants to take that chance to take that chance. The point is that the Torah wouldn't demand and force somebody into this situation. That is all number two. Next, try number three. V'ika d'amre, a third option in the name of Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef, hakasav karo acher. The Torah says, v'haisalish acher. Another one. Acher, according to this pshat, has a little negative connotation. Why? What's wrong with the second guy? What's wrong? And again, the context is where the marriage was broken up because of Matzaber Vazdavar. That's how we're darshaning the psukim. What's the problem? Why is that person called an acher on a lower level? She'ein zeh ben zugo shal rishon. She'zeh hoti risha mi beso. V'zeh eklas risha l'toch beso. This guy divorced his wife because she was causing problems, and you're going and marrying her. And you're saying that we should suggest Yibum, right? Darshaning is similar to number two, but with Darshan we have a little different drusha, a little different drusha in the words. So Amar Le'abaya, again, Elameata. If you're telling me that the problem is that the second one is called an acher, because he brought Risha mitoch beso, nises la'acher meis below banim lotis yabim. What if this woman marries man number two, and then this man number two dies? So you should tell me that she's still called a Risha, and the third brother shouldn't do Yibum, because the hakasa of karo acher. You want to say, does this continue forever, ad infinitum, that the woman is called Nechsheves or Rishia? So Gemara says no. Gabi dahai mia b'shem tov avikaima. In the second marriage, if she didn't do anything wrong, it doesn't stick with her. It doesn't stick that this is something that she continues with. Only the first marriage. If the first marriage was ended because of this, so then we say that that is a problem. So that is all number three. Fourth and final suggestion of, again, why the Mishnah says chalitza and not yibum. Rava Amar. Rava said it's based on a svara. Right, the first two are based on a drushas. This is based on a svara. Based on a kalvachomer. Kalvachomer is on the level of daraisa. We have many kalvachomers on the level of daraisa. There's even a kalvachomer in the Torah. Right, more than once. The Medrash links a couple of kalvachomers. Right, one of the more famous ones being by Miriam and the Onesh. Right, if your father embarrassed you, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu embarrassed you, stay a week, stay 14 days. Right, the drushas from Parshas Bahaloscha. But kalvachomer is on a level of daraisa. The only controversy is that would we punish based on a kalvachomer? Ein onshin min hadin. The limud is a drasha. Drasha is chazal, the power. The only issue is that because it's based on logic, we might not punish based on a kalvachomer. But we learn halacha is based on a kalvachomer, like the following: Rava Amar kalvachomer im neesra b'mutter la ba'asur lo lakol shekein. If the woman, because of her behavior, became usher to her own husband, who she was mutter to, so her husband's brother, who all her life she's been usher to, eishes ach. You're going to tell me all of a sudden she's mutter now, right? If this her actions created isurim, it's not going to create heterim, right? And that's the kal vachomer. Again, if she's usher to her own husband, she's going to be usher to someone who she was never mutter to. So that is the drasha. Before we get further, Tosfos and Yevamos. This line comes up in Yevamos also. Tosfos has a lashon there where he adds one line. When do we say that this is true? This type of kalvachomer, but nesra to the mutter one, and of course not mutter to the aser one. Tosfos says lo shayich ela kishen naase beisha shum maisa de nesra bekach labal kigon soto machzer grushaso. This kalvachomer is only when there was an action done. The Gemara context over there in Yevamis is talking about Pitzua Daka. Let's say the man gets injured somehow while he's married. Right? And let's say the Yavam is someone who wouldn't have a problem marrying is not a Pitzua Daka. So there you wouldn't say the same Svara, because she became Usser to her husband, who happens to become a Pitzua Daka, who was injured, and therefore she's an Isser, she's Usser to the one she was Mutter to. If the Yavam doesn't have that problem, you might not say such a Svara. Because Tosa says this is only where if there was a Maisa done that creates the problem. It's not just all of a sudden she becomes Usser. Because what happens if there's Usser for a totally external reason? Like the Gemara there is talking about Pitzua Daka. Or the way Rabbi Chanan formulates it. In the Kovas Aris, he also talks about this line of Tosfos. In Siman Tesvav, V'nira bir divrehem, Doloshaya kalvachomer, Ela im ha'ishus, Gar mashe te'asa labayla. If there's a problem with the marriage itself, not with any person in the marriage. If there's a problem with the marriage, Kemosha Pirish Rashi Besota Davav. Like he says, he quotes our Rashi. Shahari Machmas Nisuin Harishonim Niskekas Liyavam. Vimalabal Niskalkala Kalvachomer Liyavam. Dahayavam ba mikach ishus habal. The yavam is a stand-in for the husband. Avo kishenase p'tzuadaka, like in the yavamis, eino ishus goremes l'ha iser. It's not that there's a problem with the marriage. There's a problem with the husband, which leads to a problem with the marriage. But that's only a result. Dafilo moya balagamkin asurlo. Even if they weren't married, she wouldn't be able to marry him. But if the case where if a woman does something when she's single and then she wants to get married, that doesn't affect the marriage. Right, unless she was nivul l'pasula, then she would be, her status would be changed. Mishamaki lo shayach haitam edekal v'chomer. So the Rabbi Chanan and based on Tosfos there say that this principle that Rava says here, it's not across the board. Whenever there's a problem with the marriage, then yibum falls away. No, it's whenever there's a problem with the marriage because it's a marriage problem, not because it's a personality problem, a halachic personality problem. That's an important ha'ara, a limitation on this kal v'chomer of Tosfos. Of the Rava. So Rava says that she does not do Yibam, she does Chalitza. So Amar Le Abaya, by the way, Elamayata, I can think of another case. Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Es Ha'amana Vameis. A Kohen Gadol is Mekadesh and Amana. He does stage one of marriage with the Amana. If he did stage two, if he did Nisuin with her, she would be Nivala Lupasola, and that would be a problem. But if he only did Kiddushin, and then he died. And his brother is not the Kohen Gadol. His brother's a Kohen. Only the Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana. So here, the Almana is a surah to her husband, but she does Yibum to the Yavam. But wait a minute. According to Rava's Kavachomer, if she was a surah to her husband, she should surely be a surah to the Yavam. V'yesh lo ach Kohen Hedyo, lotus Yabim. We should say that Yibam is not done there. Why? Im Nasra b'mutterlo, if she's even asa to her husband, the Kohen Gadol, ba'asur lo l'kol shekein, so surely to her husband's brother, Eishas ach, she should be asa too. So Gemara says, no. That's not a good comparison. What's the first part of the Kal V'chomer? If she became asura to the one that she was mutter to, both of those phrases are not true here. If she became Usser, she didn't become Usser, she was always Usser. To the one she was mutter to, she was never mutter to this one. So both of those, the whole Kal V'chomer doesn't get off the ground. Don't ask a kasha on Rava, that's not a good comparison. Nasra ha'asira v'kaima. What do you mean, she became Asur? Rava's Svara is, if she became Asur, here she never became Asur. She was always Asura to the Kohen Gadol who did this be'isser. Right, it worked. There is Tfisas Kiddushin, but it was never Mutter. And Mutter la, Asur lahu. And she was never Mutter to him. So Rava's whole Kal V'chomer is based on a woman who was Muteres, who became Nasra. But here, it's not. She was always Nasra. And therefore, Rava's Kal V'chomer would not be true. So the Gemara defends Rava. So we try again. Ella, I'll ask you this question. Eishes Kohen Shene'ensa. Vameis. Rachman al-Aslan, an Eishas Kohen who was raped, as we discussed already, that is an Isser. She now has a Surah Levaila. Eishas Yisrael is Muteris Levaila, except if who is Baratzon. But an Eishas Kohen, so that's a case of Ne'esra Lumuterla. What if the Kohen has a brother who's a Chalal? Right, a paternal brother. The father of this Kohen had him fine with a wife that was a Shera wife to him, but then his father got remarried to a Grusha. And had his brother. So his brother is a paternal brother, has a chiv of Yibum, but his brother is a chalal who's considered a Yisrael. So I asked the Gemara, what about this case? A case where an Ashes Kohen, Shenansa, Umes, and then the brother died, V'yesh lo achalo, lo tisyabim. You should say there is no chiv of Yibim there. Im nasra b'mutter lo ba'asir lo l'koshekein. If she is nasra to the one who she was mutter, in her husband who was a Kohen, so then, also the Yavam, who is a Chalal, who is considered a Yisrael, so you should say, no chiv of Yibim. Because this again has to do with the marriage itself. Says the Gemara, no. No problem. Ones b'Yisrael mishra shari. No, ones b'Yisrael. When you're talking about Yisrael, rape doesn't cause a problem. V'gabe dahai leka Yisura. This person is a Yisrael now. So you can't say he's at all. You're right, he's a stand-in for his brother. But he is a Yisrael. It's not shayach to talk about a problem related to a maisa of ones when you're talking about a Yisrael. He has a totally new identity. Here it helps him out. Many times, a person does not want to become a chalal. Right, but here it happens to help him out that he's able to do Yibam. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where you have a Kohen in the shul who's married to a Grusha, and he's making a bar mitzvah for his son, and he wants his son to get a proper aliyah. He can't get Kohen, right? So this, what do you do? He had the same embarrassment. So Rav Moshe says, Maftir. Right, Maftir's not a problem, or give him, what about the father? The bigger problem is what aliyah you should give the father. Because their father is living in sin, right? So the Rav Moshe has a couple of tshuvas about this. Give them psicha, give them other types of kibbutim. But he has a discussion about an intermarriage. Rachmana Lislan, it was more common in the days of 40, 50 years ago that somebody was intermarried and still went to shul. You know, Rachmana Lislan today probably not so connected. But you're allowed to give somebody a kibbut in that context. But here, when it comes to the child is Yisrael, child's a chalal, and therefore he's got it for a minyan, he has all the rights, he just can't marry a kohenes, or he can't marry a, he doesn't have a kushas kahuna, for all intents and purposes, for truma v'chulu. Okay, so that's all the four suggestions that the Gemara gives for the din of the Mishnah. Interestingly, they're all on a daraisa level. All that you would think that maybe it's a din d'rabbanan, we're not going to allow her to do yibam. But all of them, all the drashas are on a daraisa level. Says the Mishnah, second Mishnah here in Maseches Sota. Ve'elu asuros milecha v'truma. The following people are usher to eat truma. Ha'omeres tmeya ani lecha. The woman says, I am tmeya, meaning I did it. I was, I'm nivola in the time that I was married. V'shebo edim she tmeya, or edim came that she was tmeya. V'ha'omeres eini shose, or if a woman says, I'm not drinking. She's too scared, but she doesn't want to admit anything that she did. I'm not telling you why. I'm not drinking the Mesota. So we don't know. We don't know, and her husband's a Kohen. So we don't allow her to eat Shum anymore. We don't know what happened. There's Raglayim Ladavar, there's Kinui and Stira, but we don't even have 1 aid. So we just don't allow her to eat Shuma. That is halacha. Vishabale in Rosalashkosa. What if the husband has Rachmanis on her? I love my wife. I really don't want to give her the Sota waters. I don't want her to have to go through this. I don't want to embarrass her. But there are Aden that she had stira. So that case also, she's a surah to her husband, but she can no longer eat truma. Vishabala bala baderech, or if the husband was with her baderech. We're gonna learn also, but we learn right now, that the husband is a surah, usur to be with his wife in the interim, right, after the kinyan and the stira before the mesota. And if he's with her, so then also we don't give the water to drink. And therefore, she is just asura to eat truma. 2 points on the Mishnah. Number one is Tosfos here. The Mishnah here says, if she says Tmeya Nilacha, or Edim come that she's Tmeya. Meaning Edim come that before, she drinks. Vishabo Edim, she Tmeya. Or, I should say, when are Edim coming? The Gemara is going to talk about that. When are these Edim coming? Is she Tmeya? Is she Chayavas Misa? Right, there were Edim that she was nitma'a, but maybe there was no hasra. So that's what we're not talking about. Tosva says, Misafka l'Rebbe, idafka nakat Edim shnayim, aval edechad lo mehemin? What about if 1 aid came? The Mishnah says about 2 Edim. What about if 1 aid came? Would that also knock her out from eating truma? Dumukmina leba gemara, demayr la'acha sheshasasa. We're going to see in the Gemara, so I don't want to give it away, the Edim came after she drank. That's what we're talking about here. The dafka kodem teshasa hamina tar leid echad. As we spent on daf beis naf gimel talking about, if an eid echad comes an eid echad is made on the tumah, then that's it. We consider that raglayim ladavar, and therefore we don't go through the process. But what happens? What the Mishnah is talking about here is after the drinking. After the drinking, two eidim come, so she's asura to eat truma. What if one eid came afterwards? Does the Torah also give ne'emanis to the eid echad after the drinking? V'chula, skip two lines of Tosfos. O dilma, or no? Kima de'amina Torah le'eid echad, achar kini v'stira, leka chilek bein echad l'shnayim. Mistavra duha din le'eid echad. Tosfos is not sure, but he's noted to say that eid echad is like shnei eidim, and that would also create problems for truma. If you look on the Rambam says two eidim. The Rambam says two eidim here. Dafka two eidim coming. One eid would not have the power. Meaning, according to the Rambam, one eid has the power before she drinks, but not after she drinks. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Sota in Perek Gimel. He says, "Bo eidei tuma achar sheshasas." If eidei tuma comes after she drinks from the meisota, harizu teitzei b'lo ksuba. Eidim came that she was mezana, so she has to get divorced. Vasur labayla, vafila lo irala davar midvar me'elu. We'll get to that. There might be other reasons that the water doesn't cause her to die. There are many reasons why the water might not have done its what it should do. So the bond, if Adam come, then she's asura to her husband, she's asura to eat truma v'chulu, as the Mishnah says. Avalim ba eid echad v'heyed she tmeya hayruzutesha tachas baila achar sheshasas. If one eid comes, it's too late. They can stay married. Stay married. That's the Rambam Shita. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Lamelech, Din ze eid echad lo nizbar v'gemara. It's nowhere in the Gemara, says the Mishnah Lamelech. Ach ze svaras rabbeinu. Desfirulei. The whole idea that an eid echad is believed is a chiddush gadol. So we're going to limit it. Ad kan lo mahani eid echad ela kodem shtia. Dekzeres akasavi. Shelo tishte kol sheyesh ba eid echad l'tuma. V'kiva deleka shtia lahatira. Once the eid echad says it, then the water is not going to be mata her anyway, so there's no reason to drink. And therefore, you believe they'd echad for that. Avam kfar shasha sa harihu muteres ashi yavo shnei eidei tuma. Avay echad lo. That's the Mishnah Lamelech and the Rambam. Reb Chaim gives us a little more conceptual analysis. Once you have the kinui and the stira, she basically loses her cheskas kashrus, and therefore the eid echad has power to undo her marriage and to say she's asura. You can't even continue the process. But once she drank, she basically gets her cheskas kashrus back. So now an eid echad is trying to uproot that he can't do. That's how Reb Chaim. There's one Reb Chaim on Hilchos Sota in the Grach al Rambam, and that's what he talks about here. He says, "V'rach aydei dusa hu shabala vatel hashka uva'achule ba din sota v'din zinsa ein eid echad nevun bazeh k'din kol davar shabe'erva shlo b'makom kini v'stira." The kini v'stira has already been finished because the process is done after she drinks. Now it's like a new slate, and therefore an eid echad would not have that power. So machlokas rishonim here. What is the halacha? The first case of the Mishnah, though, if she says, Tmei ani lacha, we had this recently, not so recently, but we had this a couple of months ago. Remember the last Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim, where a woman just says to her husband, I was mezana, Tmei ani lacha. So what's the halacha there? Remember there was Mishnah Rishona and there's Mishnah Achrona. The Mishnah says, Barishona haya omrim, Tmei ani shlosh shalosh nashim yosef v'nolos ksuba. Three women could destroy their marriage and get the ksuba. First one is Ha'omeris Tmei ani lacha. She says, I am Tmei to you. But then the Mishnah says that women started wanting to just get out of the marriage and to be with someone else. And they started commit, they can make up a story, even if they weren't Nitma. So the Mishnah says, Chazru lomar, Shalote Isha nosenes enea ba'acher, umakalkelas al-baila, Ha'omeris Tmei ani lacha, Tavi raya l'dvarea. She's got to bring a raya. And if not, she stays married. Right, that's Tmei ani lacha without kinui v'stira. If you remember, there was an important ran on that Tmei ani lacha, like our Mishnah talking about Tmei ani lacha. According to what we paskin, lamaskana in that Mishnah, if a woman comes and says, I did it, they stay married. Ask the ran, how could we allow them to stay married? She says, Tmei ani lacha. Maybe she's not telling the truth, but maybe she is telling the truth. And we would allow them to stay married? How could we allow that? Right, so here we're talking about, she's already asura. In the Mishnah, kinoi stira, so we're not going to allow that the truma, right? We're not saying okay, she could stay. We could be machmir. Our Mishnah is saying, but that Mishnah said we could even be mekel in certain contexts. So the Ran there had three different deus. He says number one, yes, yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakar davar ben atorah bekum vaseh. We would allow them to stay married. Unbelievable chiddush. Yesh bishatirates. Tiavagav de medina asira sharu le rabbana numavatli milsa daraisa bisham migdar milsa bakum vasei. Together gadur gadur by the greater good that she shouldn't just see somebody she wants to marry and uproot the marriage. Lafki etzlam yad baila varishis biyad amazos kain. Day number one. Day number two says the Ran. Afkinu rabbana lekedusha minei. Wow, in this context, the Rabbanan employed afkeinu, uprooting the marriage from the beginning. You want to say, and therefore, he says, kol sha'amar labayla tmeya ani, afkeinu Rabbanan lekedusha meikara, v'nimsa, shebisha she'ne'ensa pinuya haisa, omishem hachi shari labayla. In a case where you would be a Kohen. Meaning they would undo the marriage, therefore they weren't married originally when this took place, and therefore they would be able to stay married now. That's number two. But then the third day, the Ran says, maybe the point is that it's not that she's ever believed. What were the first 2 days? She's believed, now the Rabbanim were coming to Oka that Nemanis. The third day is that, no, she's not believed. To say it's Mani Lacha. We don't believe her. She doesn't have any Nemanis. V'acheyem tirtu de Mr. Rishono, lo dina k'tani, de mi dina vada, eina isha Nemanis lomar, to Mani Lacha. She's not believed. She's not believed. The story I heard a couple of years ago, I might have mentioned it here, it's an unbelievable story, that you go by halacha. The Gemara said, even if the woman's screaming, I did it, I did it. You don't believe her. A story about Rav Moshe Feinstein was once a Masada Kedusha at a wedding. I heard this from an aide Re'iya at the wedding. That Rav Moshe was about to do a wedding, and he's talking to the, getting Masada Kedusha, and all of a sudden the mother of the chassan is crying before the wedding, like unusually. And she finally goes over to Rav Moshe and says, you know, I have to, can I tell you something? So you go into the private room, and she starts saying that she was really mezanin, and it's not, the chassan is not really, the child of the husband, and the child is the kids of mamzer, v'chulu, and therefore, this boy can't marry this girl, and I've been holding it in all my life, and I can't let him do this. Right before the wedding, Rav Moshe looks at her and says, Eino ne'emenes. Eino ne'emenes. And he goes, he takes the chassan, let's go to the wedding. Let's go to the, Rav Moshe, again, without getting into all the details, that there was an eight that didn't see the crying. That was in a private room. But afterwards, it was known, that was in this context, the halacha is the halacha, right? Overriding any types of emotions. But that's what that Ran highlights. She's screaming, the Ran says, we don't believe you. We don't believe you in this context because of the rules of the system. Okay. Again, there might have been a lot more details to that story, but at least the message of the story is clear. Says the Gemara, Amar of Amram, Hamilsa Amarlan Rav Sheshes. Rav Amram says that Rav Sheshes told us the following idea, V'anerlan Einim Imasisan. He told us the following statement, Rav Sheshes, and he lit up our eyes from the Mishnah. Meaning he proved it from the Mishnah. Some of the Achronim point out, maybe this language is specific because Rav Sheshes was blind. Dafka Rav Sheshes lit up our eyes from the Mishnah. What did Rav Sheshes say? As follows. Sota sheish la eitem imedinas hayam. Ein hamayim bot kenosa. What if there are witnesses on the other side of the world that know she was did it? Does the water work? So if eitem come before, so then fine, that we're not mashke her. Rav Sheshes has a chiddush. If there are eitem somewhere in the world, the water doesn't work. It's not bodek. My taima damar kor, because the pasuk says v'nistra v'hi nitma'a v'edein ba. She astira, she wasn't v'nitma. We don't know if she was nitma, and there are no edim. The leka diyada ba. There's nobody that knows about it. La fukeha, excluding this case, the ha'ika diyada ba. Right? And Rav Sheshes says there's somebody that knows. It says v'edein ba. Rashi says here, and even though we use v'edein ba differently on that base, v'edein ba was used as a whole drasha. There aren't two edim. There's one ed. Rashi says, Eina mikri yotzei midei pshuto. Even though we had a drashas chazal based on this pasuk, but Eina mikri yotzei midei pshuto, which you read the pasuk, what does the pasuk mean? Nobody knows about it. That's a simple reading of the pasuk. So Rav Sheshes says, if somebody does know about it, even on the other side of the world, the water is not going to work. And the sugya of mikri yotzei midei pshuto is itself a big topic. The Gemara in Yevamah Staf Chavdal, it says there is one exception to that rule. Eina mikri yotzei midei pshuto, and that's the pasuk in Kiseitze, HaBachor Asher Teileid, Yokam Hashem Achiv HaMeis, which we darshan that the oldest brother should do Yibam. It's not talking about the child, it's talking about the brother. That's the only exception to the rule. We discussed the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. The Rishonim don't count in the Minyan HaMitzvos if I literally put a rock in front of a blind person. Is that Aser Mishum Lifnei Iver? if Usar Mishum, Vahatlo Reacha Kamocha, and others, but is that Usar? The Minchas Chinuch throws up his hands. He says, I don't know why the Rambam and the Chinuch and all the others don't quote that. I think that's in a Mikir Zimidei Pshuto. The Klei Yakar on the Pasuk says, no. Read the last phrase of the Pasuk. V'yareisa mi'alokecha ani Hashem. You don't need a chacham genius to know that what you're doing is a problem. The Pasuk's talking about a case where it's hidden, and you need Hashem to know what you're doing wrong. So that's bad advice. That's helping somebody do an aveira v'chulu. But that's a little lifnei iver. That's a big topic. But what does our Mishnah, our Gemara say? Rav Shesha says, if some edom in the rest of the world know about what's going on, the water doesn't work. Va'anil on einim imastisan. And he proves it from our Mishnah. Tiktani v'shabola edom she tmeya. What does our Mishnah say? Edom come that she's tmeya. That's one of the cases that she does not eat truma. We believe them. Da'asu edim emas. When did these edim come? Inema mikami de tishte. If the edim came before she drank zonahi. She's a zona. She doesn't go through the drinking and she just gets divorced. There are edim that says she was mizana. So Ella, that can't be what we're talking about here, right? Why? Because the Mishnah already says tamani lacha in the first line. And that would have the same, halacha as in this case. Regarding our purposes. So, so it must be that the Edom came after she already drunk. So, if we say the water doesn't check her, meaning doesn't punish her, if there are Edom somewhere in the world, that's exactly what happened in our Mishnah. The Edom came after she drank and the water didn't work because there were Edom somewhere out there in the world. Ella e amrit mayim bot kinosa. But if you say the water checks her, even if there are edim out there, so what happened here? So these edim are coming, and the water didn't check her. Igloy milson lamafer the sadi shakri ninu. It must be that these edim are edim sheker because that the water should have been bodeker, and they weren't. So it must be that these edim are edim sheker. But you don't say that. So it must be that they're edim emes, and that's the reason that the water didn't work. Isn't that a raya? Rav Shesha says, from our Mishnah. Amalei Rav Yosef, says, no! We're all familiar with other reasons. The Mishnah is later on. That's why we don't think this is such a raya, but that's what Rav Yosef is going to say. Rav Yosef says, no! There are many other reasons the water might not have been bodeker, not just because of the Edim. Amalei Rav Yosef, la'olam eim l'cha mayim bodekenosa. Rav Yosef says, no, I argue on you, Rav Shesha. Even if there are Edim out there somewhere, if we don't know about them, the water will do its job. But there are other reasons why the water wouldn't have caused her to have the punishment. There's other schuyos, as we're going to see later on, and we're going to quote a little bit here. But my kamifligi, what's the root machlokas now between Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes about whether our Mishnah is a raya? B'misnavna de Rebbe. Do they believe in the nivol of Rebbe? Rebbe later on says that even if a woman has certain zechuyos and the water doesn't check her right away, meaning doesn't make her blow up right away, it starts a process of falling apart. That's the nevel of Rebbe. So that's the machlokas. Do we hold that? Ditznan. Rebbe Omer, Zechus Tola b'mayim hamarim, ve'ena yoledes, ve'ena mishabachas, ela misnavna v'holeches. That's what Rebbe says. That the zechus is Tola, which we'll have to talk about. Is that better? That's a zechus? That it happens little by little, so we'll have to talk about that. Lesof, she himesa v'ozemisa. She eventually dies. But if she has some schuyos, which we'll talk about then, what those schuyos are, then it's a slow process. So Rav Sheshe says, bein l'rebi, bein l'rabbanan, havi misnavna. Everybody agrees to that concept, that the nevel is going to take place. And therefore, here, in our Mishnah, we're talking about, there was no nevel. So if there was no nevel, so then it's obviously not based on any other zechus. Because if there's any schus, then evil would start happening. So the only reason why the woman wouldn't have been nivdak is because there are edim out there. And now they come. That's exactly the raya from the Mishnah. There are edim that came. So you see, if there are edim come, the water doesn't do its job. V'Rav Yosef Savar, no. L'Rebbe Avi Misnavna, L'Rabbanan L'Avi Misnavna. Who says everybody holds of that? Maybe you could say, even if there's no nevel taking place, you still say Zchus Tolela. So it's no raya from our Mishnah that the reason that the water didn't work is because there were Edim in Medina Sayam. No, even if there were Edim in Medina Sayam, it could be the water would work. But here, it happens to be because of a different Zchus. Period. So again, this is whetting our appetite for some of the sugyas that are going to be discussed a little bit later in the Mishnais. There is also an interesting discussion that Rabbi Chanan has. Again, now we don't have time to go into it now, in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim. Two Edim we know are believed. What if two Edim are against something, like here, we're saying two Edim are up against the water not doing its job. And we possibly would have said that they're Edei Sheker. Wow, what are we using against the two Edim? The fact that the Meis Sota, the Nais didn't occur. What if you have two Edim against a Navi? Right, two Edim say something, a Navi says something else. Lo b'shamayim hi, but it's a Navi. So this Gemara, Rabbi Chanan says, is interesting, because at least there's a possibility, as a Havamina, that we would say that they're Edei Sheker based on the fact of whether the water did its job or didn't do its job. There are two witnesses. Isn't that the best Birur possible? The Gemara, at least according to Rav Sheshes, the whole Raya was that, according to you, right, the Edim the water proves the Edim wrong. That's such an interesting discussion. If you kuntres divrei sofrim, chelek simen hay, that's what he talks about, all of these, two Edim against the Navi, two Edim against other types of realities. Right? We know two Edim against, or the Rov against a Baskol. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. But this is goes down that list. Vayter, Masav, Reb Simon Bar Ashi, I'll quote you from later on also. Reb Shimon Omer, first wide line. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein zchus tola b'mayim amarim. Reb Shimon says, no, I disagree. Zchuyos aren't tola. Why? V'mata omer zchus tola b'mayim amarim. If you say that if a woman has a certain zchus, then the water is not going to work. Matche atas amayim b'fnei kol anoshim ashosos. You're going to push away every woman. No woman is going to want to admit. We're going to do a lot to try to get the woman to admit so that Hashem's name isn't erased, but if she always knows that she has schuyos up her sleeve, then she's never going to want to admit. And also the women who are proven innocent, we're going to have second thoughts about, oh, maybe they weren't innocent. Maybe they had some other schus. So Reb Shimon says it's going to ruin the whole system. It's going to ruin the whole purpose. That's Reb Shimon's svara. And if it's true what you Reb Shesha say, that Edim also make the water not work, this is also another factor that's going to make ruin the system. Here too, remember we mentioned on Daf Beis, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the whole purpose of the Meisota is to be made that this woman is innocent so that the husband and the wife can get back together. But according to you, if there are Edim anywhere in the world, the water is not going to work, so a husband's never going to be comfortable. So the Gemara, so wouldn't Reb Shimon have a problem with this too? The answer is yes. L'Reb Shimon kamrit. L'Reb Shimon mi deschus lo tal, ye denai mi lo talu. You're right. Reb Sheshes is not talking about with the cheat of Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, it is a problem. Just like the other schuyas are a problem, the Edim would be a problem. But Reb Sheshes is not talking about within the shita of Reb Shimon. Period. Masiv Rav, or Masiv Rava, let's try another kasha. From all these other contexts, the Mishnah is later on. V'eilu sheminchosei nisrafos. We know a sota brings a mincha sota, one of the two types of mincha that don't have shemen and the mincha sote. So the Mishnah says the following ones are burned, meaning you don't continue the process of taking the komets and burning it and the normal carbon mincha process. The following ones, the process has become problematic, and therefore you just burn them in the pile next to the mizbeach, right? The dashen. The elo sheminchosei nisrafos haomeres tmeani. Right, similar. She says tmeani. So now you're not going to go through the process. So we're just going to burn the karbon mincha. Vishubola edim she tmeya. Or edim come that she's tmeya. Right? Similar to what our Mishnah says. So similar type of diuk now. Da asu edim emas. When did the edim come that we would say, now the carbon's ruined, you could just burn the carbon on the side, but not on the, don't continue the process of the karbon mincha. Ilema mikame detikdosh. Is it before the komet is put into the klisharis? Let's review for a minute. We know that there are four avodos of every animal. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Shechting the animal, catching the blood, walking the blood to the mizbeach, and sprinkling the blood of the mizbeach. Those are the dalet avodos of behema. But then there are also parallel four avodos of a karban mincha, where there's no blood. What do you do? So Rashi here reminds us, in the medium lines, Rashi says the four avodos of a mincha are parallel to the four avodos of a behema. Fourth line in the fourth medium line of Rashi. It's an underline Rashi. Sha'a mincha tu'una arba avodos kineged arba avodos shodam zvachim. The four, what's parallel to shchita? Kemitza. when the Kohen takes his hand and then rubs off his thumb and pinky, and whatever is left under the middle three fingers, that's called the kometz. That's what's going to be burned on the Mizbeach. That's like the Shechita. And then the Kohen takes that kometz and puts it into a klisharis. That's like Kabbalah Saddam. That's what gives it Kedusha. Kemitza mito klishares keneged shchita, shasaka shal klishares bekadish Saddam, matan kli, lahaktish akomis beklishares. Holacha is keneged holacha, right? Itself it's the same. And then burning the kometz on the Mizbeach is parallel to the Zrika Saddam. So those are the Dalet Avodos of a Karban Mincha, parallel to the Dalet Avodos of a Behema. So now the question is, when did these Edim come and say she's Tameya? What were they up to? So back to the Gemara. Emas, Ilema Mikami Detikdash. Is it before the Kometz was put into the Klisharis, before it received Kedushas Haguf, inherent Kedusha, Tepek L'chulin? So then, it doesn't have full Kedusha yet, it could just be Chulin, it could redeem it. It only has now Kedushas Damim. It has value Kedusha, which can still be redeemed. It doesn't have inherent Kedushas Haguf. And therefore, before the Mincha was put into the Klisharis, you should be able to just, it should go to Chulin. So that wouldn't be a case where we say, oh, we're stuck, you have to burn it. So, Ella, Labasir the Kadosh. What must be the case in the Mishnah where the Edom came after it was already put in the Klisharis? So now let's have a diak. E Amrit Bishlama Mayim Bot Genosa. If you say the water checks her, even if there are Edim somewhere out there, Alma Bas Mikdash Umikrafi. That's why this Kiddush in the Klisharis was significant. V'chi Kadosh Mei Kara Shaper Kadosh. And when you already put it in, it was still Kadosh. Umishim Hachim Minchas Nisrafes. And therefore you say the Mincha is burned. Why? Because at the time that you did it, we didn't know of any Edim, and therefore, it was a proper Hakdasha. Ela'i Amrit Ein Amayim Bot Gnosa, but according to you, Rav Sheshes, that the water does not check her if there are Edim somewhere out there in the world. So really, when you put the Mincha into the Klisharis, it was all a mistaken Hakdasha. Because you shouldn't have put it in, it shouldn't have worked, you just didn't know about it. So then, the whole thing should be Betaus, and therefore, we should say it does not have kedusha, and you shouldn't have to burn it. Tigloi milsa lamafreya. You should say lamafreya. Dechi kadosh meikara v'taos kadosh v'tevek lechulin. And it should go out lechulin. That is the question of the Gemara. Why should the hakdasha be a good hakdasha? The whole thing should be mistaken. Just like right, Rashi quotes here. Just like we had in the Mishnah back in Maseches Nazir of hektish toos. Hektish toos is we posit like Beis Shammai, it is not hektish, and therefore, the whole thing should go lechulin, it should be mistaken, and it should not have to be burned. That is the question that the Gemara asks on Rav Sheshes. Tosfos here points out, even according to Beis Hillel, look at the end of the first Tosfos, va'od, aminus refes, even according to what we hold. Still, kiva de kaimel and kebeis Hillel, that yesh she'ela behektish lama eino nishalev atesei lechulin. Even if you want to say Beis Hillel, oh, it's a good we don't. But the kasha was Beis Hillel hektish b'tos eino hektish. But we're trying to bring a raya that even if there are edim, the ward is still going to work. So it was a good hakdasha. But why don't we just say, why does it have to be burned? Just be shoel on the original hakdasha, and then it wouldn't have to be burned anyway. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right here, this proves, like the opinions, that you can only be shoel before you give it to the Kohen. Like Truma. What if a Yisrael ate Truma by accident? Why aren't they just shoel on the Truma and then they didn't do the Aveira? Why, if somebody does Shchute Chutz, why can't they be just shoel on the Hakdasha and then they're not chayiv? So some achronim, the Mishnah Lamelech has this. Some achronim say you can only be shoel before you give it to the Kohen. Once the Kohen has it, it's too late. It's too late to be shoel. Can't go to a chacham. So maybe, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that would answer Tosfos's kasha right here. Either way, so back to the Gemara. So we ask this kasha on Rav Sheshes. According to you, Rav Sheshes, you should say the original Hakdasha was mistaken and therefore it doesn't have Kedusha. You don't have to burn it. So, a couple of answers. Amrav Yudamidas Karta Kugon Shezinsa Ba'azara. Whoa. The Edom come and say that she was Mizaneh after the Hakdasha. The Chikadosh, Meikara Shaper Kadosh, the original Hakdasha was fine. Maskalar Misharshi, Valo Pirchikun Mulavinosa. But what if she's never alone? The young Kohanim always accompany her. She's in some Pirchikun Asman. Maybe she was a Bazana with one of them. So again, that's why the water is not going to work. Or if she Ashi Amar, Goshenitzra called it a Kaveh. She had to go to the bathroom. Dotu Pirchikunah, Bekipa Talila. What, they're with her every second? Right there might be some time to get out. Or a different answer to the whole question. Rapapa Amar Olam Kidamina Meikara. Come on, she had a Znus in the Beis HaMikdash. Go back to the original. It's like we said earlier that the Edom come that she was Mazana earlier. Utaka Amar Tepek Lechulin. I should be a Lechulin. The whole thing was mistaken? Yes, on a Daraisa level. Mi Darabanan. And this is all a Chumra Darabanan. Gezera Shema Yomru Motsiyan Mi Klisharis Lechol. Once it goes into a Klisharis, not everyone is going to realize, oh, the Edom came, the original Akhtash was Betoas. They see it in a Klisharis, and they see you taking it home and using it in your Challah for Shabbos. So, Gezera, we don't want people to say that even after something goes into a Klisharis, it could go Lechulin. And we're talking about Kohanim here, because it's all in the Kodesh Kadashim. We're worried that the Kohanim are going to be mistaken about this, and therefore we say, you're right, on a Daraisa level it's mistaken, because the Edim, wherever they are, ruin the effect of the Mayim. Like Rav Sheshet says, this is a Chumra Derabanan, that we're going to say you have to burn the Karban Mincha, to burn the Karban Mincha, even though it really should not be burnt. Period. Masiv Rav Mari. The next question, okay, we're not going to have time to finish the question. You know what, we'll start with Masiv tomorrow. There's one other har I wanted to mention. Tosfos here says in Dechi Kadosh, right, we say, oh, originally it was a mistaken, and therefore it shouldn't have its Kedusha. What about an Asham Tali? An Asham Tali, a Kabbalah Tali is brought, I don't know if I did the Aveira or not. If I did the Aveira, or if I didn't do the Aveira, I shouldn't be bringing an Asham Tali. If I find out that I did the Aveira, I have to bring a Karban Chantas. If I find out I didn't do the Aveira, you don't say the whole Hakdasha was incorrect. Ashem Tali. So Tosfos answers, based on the Gemara in Krisus, by Ashem Talui, because Libo Nokfo, because you're really nervous about it, you're makdish it wholeheartedly. And basically saying, even if I didn't do it, I'm giving this to the Beis HaMikdash. That's Libo Nokfo, Gomar U Makdish. That's what Tosfos quotes from Maseches Krisus. Because when it's besafek, we're very nervous about it. We do have the opposite svara sometimes too. When we have a Safek Avera, we'll be more Moraheter on it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel, says, the worst is when somebody comes home from a long trip and their wife is a Safek Nida. Not a Vadei Nida. Oh, your wife is a Nida, okay? Nothing to do. But it's Safek, you're sure? I'm not, there's much more room for Mora Heter. Rashi says there, Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel, Bishash Adam Bamanadera, Kashalo, Kishiyim says Ishto, Safik Nida, Yoser Minida Vadois, Shal Safik, who Meitzar V'Yitzro Tokvo, Va'omer Tahori. Right, it's much worse. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, Anilchas Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We have to try to do Tshuva on even the Safik Averis. Not the Vadi Averis. The Vadi Averis, for sure, we're doing Tshuva on. But it's the Safik Averos that we need to do Tshuva on. The Safik Averos are Yoser Tshuva Me Aver Vadois, says the Ramah. Ki Yoser Mischarit, Kishe Yodea, Sha'asa, Misheini Yodea, Valachain, Karban Hashem Talui, Chutzrach Lios Yoser Biyoker. It costs more. Karban Hashem Talui costs more than a Chatas. Right? That's the Ramah. It's even tough, Reish Gimel, and Arachayim. But that works with the Tosfos, the Gemara, the Tosfos quotes here that if you didn't Aver, you don't want to be punished. So that's why you'll give the karban wholeheartedly. And that's why it's better than this case of Hakdasha Bitos. Okay, guess we'll stop here by the Masiv, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue with this going on to tomorrow's daf, B'ez Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.